Welcome to the Green Screen of Death. My name is Adrian.
My name is Bill.
So we're on episode 65.
Got a sports star.
Oh, cool.
Eric Carlson.
Oh,
Ottawa,
yeah.
Senators.
Yeah, man.
Defenseman.
He's the man.
Probably the best defenseman in the NHL.
He's good, man. Yeah.
Yep. He's no Nicklas Lidström.
He's not Lidström. Not a dirty player.
Yeah.
Just kidding. Hard-hitting mofo, Lidström.
Episode 65.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Still going strong.
Still. I don't know about strong, but we're still going.
We're still here.
What you been up to?
Oh, man. Nothing but Nintendo Switch. Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild. That's all I've been playing for the last 2 weeks or whatever, however long it's been.
Didn't you say last episode you were going to sell it?
Yeah, I did. I did sell it to my cousin for cost. Then he freaked out over it for like 2 or 3 days straight. And I was like, oh, fuck, now I need to get one. So I paid some guy cost plus $50 for his system.
So let me get this straight. Your good deed of the week cost you $50.
Exactly. It did.
Jesus,
yeah.
Dude.
Yeah. Yeah. That's, you know, and 1 month before I go to Seattle to see Radiohead. So, yeah, perfect timing.
Yeah. How's that money tree going?
Oh, it's I'll sort it out. It'll settle itself, I'm sure.
So, I played about 3 to 4 hours of Zelda on opening night.
Oh, cool.
My friend was still playing Horizon Zero Dawn, which I'll talk about in a second. He's like, "Oh, want to play Zelda?" And I'm like, "Yeah, I'll play Zelda."
Yeah, man.
I found it really hard.
Really?
Like, yeah. My weapon keeps on breaking.
Yeah.
I don't have enough hearts. Yeah. It's really unforgiving. And the frame rate sucks.
It is problematic.
I was really shocked at how bad the frame rate was.
Yeah.
I was playing it on a TV, and I guess it's 900p.
Yeah, I think so.
And on the Switch, it's 720p.
Yeah, yeah.
And supposedly it runs better on the, like,
on the handheld.
On the portable.
Yeah.
I was like, that sucks, because you know what? Xbox 360 could do 1080p.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Like, what the fuck, Nintendo?
Yeah.
I still want to play it.
Yeah, it's really fun. It is really tough at first, and once you get used to the mechanics of dodging attacks and striking, counter striking, and it's a freaking blast, man. I can't put it down, and I don't. I take it with me to work, and I play during my lunchtime, and yeah, accomplish side quests during lunch. It's pretty awesome.
Nice. I am, I don't know, like 55 hours into Horizon Zero Dawn.
Oh, nice.
It's also ruining my life.
Okay.
Like, this whole podcast almost didn't happen because we haven't watched any movies.
That's true. Well, there hasn't been a lot to watch.
That's
lately.
True. You have to give us something to watch, too.
Yeah.
We went to a movie last night just to get the third movie.
Yeah.
And it's a foreign documentary.
Yeah.
Does that say enough for you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Horizon Zero Dawn is freaking spectacular.
Nice.
It's the best looking game I've ever played.
Wow.
And it just, I love the story.
Sweet.
The mechanics are awesome.
Yeah.
The weapons are sweet. Everything is awesome. Can't wait for you to play it.
Cool, man.
Great game.
Right on.
We are in a golden age of gaming.
Oh, totally. It's amazing. It's a really good time to be a gamer. Like, whether you own an Xbox or PS4 or Switch, it's a blast.
Yeah, and Mass Effect Andromeda on Tuesday.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Then Persona 5 a week later, and then I have no free time ever again. Mm-hmm. It's going to be great.
Yeah, man.
Because I'm hopefully going to be done Horizon by the time Persona comes out.
That's right.
You're going to play Zelda for 100 hours,
yeah,
supposedly.
Minimum.
So,
yeah. I think I've put probably 15 to 20 hours in so far. So,
well, that's cool.
Yeah. I don't know how to check that, and I'm kind of scared to learn how.
Because it's probably more like 40.
It's probably more. Yeah, my days off, my 2 days off, that's all I did. Played Zelda.
Like, awesome. Seriously, this could be a video game show. Like, yeah. I could just talk about Horizon Zero Dawn for an hour if you want.
Yeah, we should do that. We'll switch. Green Screen of Death. That might match up a little bit better for a video game podcast.
Nah. No, that's still be a good, that'd be a blue screen.
Yeah.
Other than like video games, Manchester United got knocked out of the FA Cup this afternoon.
Okay, I didn't
by Chelsea
see that. Okay.
Ander Herrera. red card in the 45th minute.
Oh, no way.
Yeah. And Chelsea only got one bias, so I'm kind of happy with that.
Yeah.
And Zlatan was suspended.
No way.
So Marcus Rashford started up top.
Wow.
Kind of had a weird formation.
Yeah.
I was proud of the guys. They got absolutely outclassed by Chelsea and only let one goal in.
Oh, that's cool.
My Red Wings still suck.
Mm-hmm.
They're going for the number one overall pick in the draft, I think.
Okay, yeah.
And spring training, baby.
Okay, yeah.
Boston Red Sox represent.
Right on. I guess it's that time, eh?
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah, 162 more games.
Yeah, right around the corner, actually. Yeah. Are we a couple weeks away?
We are.
That's crazy.
I love baseball, dude.
Nice.
And just want to say hey to all our friends at South By.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's up?
We're not here.
That's right.
I've been reading a lot of stuff. I'll see the movies in 2 weeks. Thanks.
Yeah, that's right. Me too.
Yeah. Like the big opening film, the Terrence Malick film, Song to Song, opens on Friday.
That's right. The day this podcast comes out.
Yeah. The only thing we're probably not going to see right away is Baby Driver.
Yeah.
Which opens in August.
Yeah. It's
the new Edgar Wright film.
Yeah. I think if you live there, that's awesome. But I don't think I'll ever go back to South By.
It's so expensive.
It's expensive.
Just to travel, man.
Yeah.
I would love to go, but I heard the new express system
is
kind of fucked.
Yeah, it sucks.
Yeah.
That's actually where I met our friends of the show, the Movie Bears podcast, was Brad, Jim, and Will. And it was actually Jim who caught my eye first, and I still remember, like, Jim's just, he's just the friendliest guy, and he's just got this friendly presence to him, and we started noticing each other in the lineup, and I was like, oh, back in line again, and we just kind of became line buddies and kept running into each other at other films, and that's one thing I'm always going to be grateful for. When I went to South By, it was like that new friendship we formed. So
yeah, but we're going to Fantastic Fest and we're losing 30 cents on the dollar pretty much. So
at the moment,
yeah,
it could be worse.
Could be worse,
or it could be better.
I got a couple more things, just little small things.
Sure, yeah.
For the first time in 6 years, one of my favorite bands of all time, the Fleet Foxes, is putting out a CD.
Okay,
thank God.
Nice.
It sounds so good.
Right on.
I heard their new song and I'm just like, oh, welcome back. I cannot wait to see you in concert.
Cool.
Hopefully during VIF.
Right on.
I'll already be in Vancouver.
Yeah.
Did you all watch Moonlight?
Yes.
They won Best Picture.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, heard a lot of people didn't like it at my work. I'll tell you that. Because now that it's like officially anointed Best Picture, everybody who's normal is like, I guess I better watch a movie.
Oh, yeah.
So they're all like, I didn't like that movie. It made no sense.
Oh.
Why is there three parts?
Yeah.
Really, people? Really?
They're bad at watching movies.
Yeah, totally. And earlier today, I was talking to a friend of mine who wanted to start up a podcast. He's asking me questions.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm like the fuck up of the two of us. Like, if anything, talk to Adrian. He's the man behind the wheels of steel.
Yeah.
He's asking me all these like general questions, like, how'd you guys get started and all this stuff? What kind of equipment do you use? All this stuff. And he's like, do you have any tips? Mm-hmm. And I said, first off, get more than one microphone.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
When we first started, we had one mic.
That's right.
We just placed it in the middle of us and spoke into it.
Yeah, we kind of leaned in a bit. It's so bad.
I said, even if it's used shitty equipment like ours, as long as it works.
Yeah, man.
Get a couple good mics, a board, and just maybe we had problems recording to a computer, so maybe don't do that.
Yeah.
Holy crap, did we have problems?
That was brutal.
Adrian uses a little portable recorder. It's awesome.
Yeah.
But the thing I said, thing you have to do, record a couple shows and don't release them.
Yeah.
Figure your shit out.
Oh, yeah.
Because we didn't, and it sucked.
Oh, it's like, the first few, at least, were just so bad.
And I also said, just read stuff.
Yeah. There's
plenty of stuff on the internet.
Yeah.
I hooked him up with that film junk.
The one you gave me.
That kind of helped you.
Yeah.
And, just try to figure out what your show is.
Yeah.
We didn't have a clue what our show was.
Exactly.
Our first couple episodes were boring.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No structure.
We were super nervous.
Yeah.
Because we had no flow.
Yeah.
Oh, it was terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah, just find a couple guys you like or one guy and just fuck around for a bit.
Yeah, yeah.
Figure it out.
One thing I would recommend is if you can record in person together, that's been one of the big things for us. because that's the way we prefer to record. It just sounds better. You flow better. There's no chance of delays in hearing what the person's saying because their connection drops, or they have a bad mic, or they have speakers on and they should be wearing headphones. And, when you're in person, so much better. And yeah, the gear, you really want to get the gear right the first time. We bought a microphone at first, and then I went out and got this portable setup where we could use the microphones we're using now, but it was an interface that hooked up to my laptop, and we had lots of problems with that. We had to re-record hours of podcasts because of that.
One episode, did we do it three times?
Three times, yeah.
And by the third time, we wanted to kill each other?
We were just like, oh, fuck this.
but literally, go on your local used whatever site.
Yeah.
I think our soundboard costs $40.
Yeah, yeah.
Used.
And I think we could have got it cheaper, too, because the guy was moving and he didn't want it.
But I was totally fine paying. I thought $40 was a sweet deal.
Yeah.
And this little bastard's kept us going for a while. So
that's right.
It's not the most elaborate thing we but it works.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be great.
Yeah.
As long as it sounds okay.
Yeah. That's the cool thing with audio equipment is that they don't. It's not really going to. We don't have to upgrade these mics next year or the year after. As long as they're working, they're working.
Yeah, these are XLR mics, right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Also, the recorder we use, it's called a Roland R05. You can get a couple of portable recorders. I forgot the other brands that are popular, but this one's really good all on its own. So you could record we've actually recorded entire podcasts using just the recorder.
In Adrian's car.
Yeah, in my car.
And or in the back of a theater during a 24-hour movie marathon.
Yeah, exactly, at the Cinematheque.
And yeah.
They have another one coming up.
Coming soon, by the way. Coming soon.
Yeah.
That's going to be awesome.
That's awesome. Yeah, those are my tips.
I thought I'd just say something about that. I thought that was pretty cool that he just reached out and he wants to do like a current events kind of podcast,
oh, cool.
Like what happened during the week kind of stuff.
Yeah,
yeah. He wanted me to be on it, and I said no. I'm good.
Which way are you voting in the upcoming election, Bill?
I thought it. I made a really funny comment because he obviously doesn't know Marina Antunes, but I'm like, the thing you should try to do is try to get on a podcast with her because she is the queen of freaking podcasting.
Oh, totally,
she taught us everything that we know.
Yeah.
Adrian's first ever podcast was with Marina Antunes.
Yeah,
same
that's
with
right.
Me.
Yeah.
Years before, but.
Oh, totally.
Yeah. So shout out to Marina.
Yeah. Yeah, we wouldn't be here without Marina and her guidance and that bit of encouragement. So
and Dale and Colleen.
Yeah, Dale and Colleen, they're rock stars too.
This stuff part has been very long. Sorry for hijacking that.
All good.
I thought it was cool. Like,
it's good stuff.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, and if Homeboy wants to message me too, I can help with the technical aspect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. Adrian is the one who makes me sound good. I'm usually the one just swearing a lot.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Right on, dude. Cool. You ready to get into it?
Yeah, for sure, man.
All right. Let's get into the first part of our show, the rant. This is where we rant about anything movie related. Why don't you go first this time?
Sure. So, man, last episode we opened a can of worms, man. We had a negative review of Get Out. And those were pretty rare. Not a lot of people. We are the 3%.
Yeah, that's right.
We sometimes just don't like movies people like, which might be happening again this episode.
That's true.
You never know. So we had a bit of a negative review of Get Out. I thought the first half was really amazing. And the second half just became a generic slasher flick. And it kind of bugged me.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody I know who listened to the show bitched at me for that. But I'm like, but does it not become a generic slasher film?
It does.
And they're like, well, the second half's just not as good as the first half, but it's still really good. I'm like, but you're saying the second half is not as good.
Which is what you said.
And I said, that's exactly what I fucking said. What is wrong with people?
I don't know, dude.
Are we not? Do we all have to be on the exact same page? Because guess what? I'm right.
Yeah.
It's not as good. Second half is not as good.
It becomes a Jason Blum movie in the second half.
God forbid we don't agree.
That's right.
What is wrong with people?
That's why we're here, dude.
I know. So I had to listen to all this during the week, and I was super frustrated. I'm like, cool. Glad you liked it. Fine. Just kind of walked away. I'm just like, Why do we even do this?
It's as if you kicked their dog or something.
Totally.
Or insulted their mother through their mother's face.
I threw a ninja star into their wall.
Yes. Yeah, well, you should do that.
Speaking of that, lots of people I know watched the...
I don't feel at home in this world anymore.
Yeah, and they all loved it.
Sweet.
I'm super happy. That's one good thing about the week.
Yeah.
That and Horizon Zero Dawn.
Wicked.
Everybody's stupid get out stuff can f*** off.
Yes. Yes. I agree, man.
We're all allowed our own opinions. It's freaking subjective.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Exactly. Yeah, and that's the thing. Like, as long as you can say why you enjoyed it, why you didn't like it, that's your opinion, and you can own that, so...
Rant out.
I agree with you, man.
Thank you. 3%, baby.
We are the 3%. My rant is about people who complained about the Deadpool bit that played before Logan. There's this, what is it, 2-3 minute little teaser for Deadpool?
Yeah.
It's basically just a very brief scene where Ryan Reynolds gets to play Deadpool and be Ryan Reynolds. And it's pretty harmless. I thought it was funny. Yeah.
It was humorous.
Yeah. He's kind of making fun of Superman.
Why do people have to bitch about getting cool free shit?
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Yeah. I guess some people were concerned that it didn't fit with Logan. And it's like, it's Fox, dude. They're not playing by Disney's rules. Like, and I would argue that Logan's possible in part because of Deadpool.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
Because it's R-rated.
Deadpool was the test subject.
Yeah.
It passed.
Yeah.
So now they can do an R-rated Logan.
Yeah. And came dangerously close to being nominated for Best Picture.
If you honestly believe that. If you honestly don't think the only reason Ryan Reynolds won that award was because he's good looking and looks good on television, you are surely mistaken.
Yeah, that's right.
Sorry, but that's what happened. He's really good in Deadpool.
Yeah.
Casey Affleck.
Yeah.
Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah. Yeah. Two different spectrums.
I rest my case.
That's right. So yeah, that's my rant. It's, you know, Deadpool is, there's no Logan without Deadpool.
What was with the Firefly posters on the wall behind them in that little teaser?
Oh,
are they playing with me again? Are they doing more Firefly?
Oh no, they're trolling you because his fiance is, she's from Firefly, right? So that's all that was.
I was just like, that's really cruel. Yeah. I love Firefly so much.
Yeah.
And if they can make Serenity 2, I would be really happy with that. Instead, they're just making me cry.
Because I'm just like,
don't do that. That's so mean.
I think that's hilarious.
Did Bill cry? Yes. Firefly. Bill did cry.
That's right. Overrated. I'm just kidding.
No.
I love that show. I won't go there. I'm joking. That reminds me in a group text message today with my roommates from Fantastic Fest. One of the guys posted about Evil Dead 2, and I posted an animated GIF of Evil Dead 1, because I thought they were talking about Evil Dead 1, and then he's like, get the fuck out, Adrian, that's Evil Dead 1. And I was like, same movie.
Not even close.
I live to troll. What can I say?
You're turning into quite the bad man on the internet.
That's right. And I enjoy being the villain. All right, so I think we've stretch that out enough. Let's get into some movies.
The hell are we talking about first?
All right.
I'm all riled up now.
You're all riled
up. I'm in a mood. This is going to be a fun podcast.
Bill Berserk mode.
I apologize. I've just had a really weird day, and I'm just going to be like weird tonight. I'm sorry. I'm not, but whatever.
Sorry, not sorry. Okay.
That's totally it.
Here we go. While you're in Berserk mode, let's talk about Logan.
Who's this?
Just a guy telling you to get back in your nice truck and go play Okie Dickhead somewhere else.
Hey, Carl. It looks like Mr. Munson hired some muscle.
Looks that way.
He's a friend of mine.
Friend with a big mouth.
I hear that a lot.
And you probably hear this, too.
More than I'd like.
And you know the drill. I'm gonna count to three. And you're gonna start walking away.
I got rights to this one.
One.
I have a lawyer now.
Two.
Three.
You all right, boss?
You know the drill. Let's get the hell out of here.
Okay, so what does IMDb have to say about this movie?
We should cut like a piece of Jason Mewes doing his Wolverine imitation.
Should I call you Logan Weapon X?
No, Wolverine. Snickety, snickety, snoring.
What he's doing is imitating Wolverine's berserker attack with his adamantium claws.
Represent. Come on,
Snoise, snoise.
Yeah, that's right.
So good. Directed by James Mangold, who directed the Wolverine.
That's right.
Yeah. A really good movie.
Yeah.
Bad ending. Great movie.
Yeah.
In the near future, a weary Logan cares for an ailing Professor X somewhere on the Mexican border. However, Logan's attempts to hide from the world and his legacy are upended when a young mutant arrives.
Yeah.
It's one of your better ones, IMDb.
That's pretty good.
It's one of your better ones.
It is.
Holy shit.
Yeah, dude.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Wow. who's in it? Hugh Jackman, of course, yeah. as Mr. Logan himself.
Yeah.
Patrick Stewart, Daphne Keane.
Yeah.
Wow.
Laura.
Yeah. Boyd Holbrook and the great Stephen Merchant.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
The soul of the film, as far as I'm concerned.
Mm-hmm.
No words missed here, man. Best Marvel film ever and maybe the best film of the year so far.
Yeah.
Be shocked if it wasn't in my top 10. I fucking love this film.
Nice, nice.
Love it.
Yeah.
This is the movie I've wanted for 10 to 15 years.
Oh, dude. Yeah, it's the goods, man.
And it's not just because of the violence.
Yeah, no, it's not at all.
No, this is a great film.
Yeah.
This is not an X-Men film. Yeah. This is just a great film.
Yeah.
Period.
Period. Cut it off there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it bugs me when I see people add that disclaimer. It's saying that it's great for an X-Men movie, great for comic.
No, not
it's just
close.
Great, period.
No, it's an amazing film.
Yeah, and it's got a lot of really classic Western elements because James Mangold, he's very much rooted in that kind of world. Like he did 310 to Yuma, and he did the Johnny Cash movie, Walk the Line, and yeah, he's all about it. So yeah, you've got these elements like a sort of starts out as sort of a damsel in distress until you realize, wait, Laura can kick the shit out of anybody they put in front of her. You get a reluctant hero, you get bad guys on their heels. There's violence, there's action set pieces, there's chase scenes, all in this futuristic world with Wolverine / Logan at the front, and Hugh Jackman just delivering his best Logan performance to date. And, not to date.
It's the last one.
It's the last one. Yeah, that's been very public knowledge that this is it.
And Patrick Stewart.
Oh, and Patrick Stewart.
Yeah, supposedly he's done.
Oh, really? Yeah. Okay. Yeah, so, man, this movie rocked me.
Whoever's idea it was to slow it down better, like from a different perspective, like Marvel movies are always like bang, 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 bang. And this one is super slow, turn it into a Western.
Yeah.
That's freaking genius.
Yeah.
I like how it plays like more like a Sergio Leone film than a Bryan Singer film.
Oh, it totally does.
Yeah. Like they're in that hotel and they're watching that Western.
Yeah.
Which is Shane.
Oh, that's right.
A pretty big Western from back in the day.
Yeah.
And it's like, they're showing this is what old like movies used to be like. Well, we are the fucking Wild Bunch.
Yeah.
We are a Western, but we're a kick-ass Western.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love that.
Mm-hmm.
The idea of bringing violence to like a Western. That's what the Wild Bunch did.
Oh, yeah.
So good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Big shout out to James Mangold.
Yeah, dude.
the way he handled this film, awesome. Just genius stuff. As you said, yeah, Hugh Jackman.
Mm-hmm.
He's not going to get an Oscar nomination, people.
No.
Calm down with that one.
Yeah.
If anything, the girl's going to get some kind of praise, maybe. Mm-hmm. And Stephen Merchant. I think he's really great.
Yeah.
Merchant is the emotional character in the film that I really kind of like gravitated towards.
Okay, cool.
Thought he was so good.
Yeah.
What are we going to do? Like this is like the summer film, man.
It is. And it really is.
It's already kicked my ass.
It's March.
Yeah.
Dude. And the crazy thing is, like, I saw it Thursday night, and my brothers were seeing it the next night, and they're like, do you want to come along? And I was like, I don't think I can. Because
it's freaking emotional, man.
It is an emotional journey, and it's it's the story that you're witnessing. You know, it's not, we haven't seen older Logan, and we haven't seen older Professor X. They're in the movie. They're both very, what's the word? They're both very vulnerable, it seems.
Tired.
Yeah, tired. Yeah. For sure. Charles seems to be battling dementia, and Logan's taking care of him. And
without spoilers, that thing that Xavier does,
yeah,
is so cool.
Yeah,
I'm watching this. And I'm like, it's like they made this movie for me.
Nice.
I can't think of a thing in that film I would change that I wouldn't personally, if I had my dream script and wrote it myself. This is exactly what this film should be.
Oh, totally.
Like, nothing is out of place.
Yeah. Yeah.
I.
Yeah, man.
I was absolutely amazed, and I cried. I cheered.
Me too. Yeah.
I cried multiple times. Let's be honest. I'm not gonna lie. I cried multiple times.
Yeah, same here.
But I was also like, if I could have jumped out of my seat and like jumped up and down like a maniac, I would have done that too. Because it's it's one of those films.
Yeah.
It's Guardians of the Galaxy is going to be really good.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's going to be as good as this.
Yeah,
I don't think it can be as good as this.
Yeah, they're capped by the Marvel cookie cutter.
No, it's perfect.
Yeah,
like, well, have you ever said that about a comic book movie?
I don't think so.
No, it's perfect.
Yeah, and as the movie's sort of winding down, you're kind of aware of. Of the runtime, like, okay, we must be getting close to the end. And I started getting all choked up because I was like, this is it for Hugh Jackman in this character. And I love him for sticking through for this long. Like,
it's an amazing film.
Yeah. Yeah. It's the goods, man. I really enjoyed this movie. And it's really cool that I believe the overall consensus has been pretty positive on this movie, and that makes me really happy because people are supporting it. It's still doing well at the box office, and I don't really pay close attention to that, but for this movie, that
in its second weekend, it did $37 million.
Okay, yeah.
Kong did 60.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think it's a victory. And
so do I.
Yeah, it's an R-rated movie, and it's totally badass, and I loved it, man. Start to finish. I was completely enthralled in that world they created.
I don't see another film knocking this off by mid-year.
Oh, really?
I'm calling it. This is going to be my favorite film at the middle of the year.
Oh, crazy, man.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. You've got Raw coming up. That could make a run for your money.
I don't know.
We'll see.
No, this shit was tailor-made for me, man.
Nice.
I freaking love X-Men. Logan was always my favorite character.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Based on the Old Man Logan comics.
Mm-hmm.
A lot different from the comics.
Okay.
But still pretty cool. Really cool.
Right on.
The comics actually had mutants in it.
Okay.
He fought mutants.
Okay.
But, yeah. I can't say enough good about this film.
Yeah.
I think it's that good.
Right on, dude. Yeah, and I love the little girl in this, Daphne Keene. She plays Laura, the one you see in the trailer. She's got this really quiet presence, but she's still a really strong performer. Even though she's silent throughout the whole movie, she's got this really cool presence that inner rage that you would imagine a character like her would have.
And yeah, man, it's all in her eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was really cool.
So good.
And yeah, yeah, I love this movie. So if you haven't seen Logan, you must see it. Support this movie.
5 adamantium claws out of 5.
Nice, yeah. Nice. Right on. I think I'm right there with you.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah, Logan, it's awesome. Check it out. Do you have anything else to add?
Nope.
All right, let's move on. let's go to the next big blockbuster summer movie in March.
one being the best film of the year and one being something else.
Yeah, something completely opposite. Let's talk about Kong Skull Island.
The crash site's just on the other side of this valley.
We'll cross through and make it to the highest point west.
Uh-uh. This place is a real no-no, sir.
We need to be going to the north side right now.
And you're welcome to do that, my man. By yourself. Not leaving Jack out there. Now, who's with me?
We can make it.
You're mighty right, we can make it.
Now, stay sharp. Keep an eye out.
Okay, so what does IMDb have to say about this movie?
directed by Jordan Vogt Roberts, who has made one previous film.
Oh, that's right.
Do you know what his previous film was?
Oh, Kings of Summer.
Kings of Summer.
That's right.
So you make Kings of Summer, and you get a $190 million film after that.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I liked Kings of Summer, but yeah, it's definitely a lot better than this film.
Yeah.
A team of scientists explore an uncharted island in the Pacific, venturing into the domain of the mighty Kong.
Yeah.
Even the IMDb description is better than the film.
That's true. I think they put more thought into the synopsis they wrote.
So Tom Hiddleston, Brie Larson, Sam Jackson, John C. Reilly, John Goodman, Thomas Mann, the lead from Me and Earl and the Dying Girl.
Yeah.
Nice to see him. Yeah. And the great Shea Whigham.
Man, you're saying a lot of cool names.
A lot of people
I love.
I know. That's why this hurts so bad.
How is this so bad?
I don't know. I don't know. It's like... they watched Apocalypse Now, and they took every shot from that film.
Yeah.
And like, okay, at least it'll look cool.
Yeah.
Because they sure didn't write a script.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah. No, their script was, we'll play David Bowie here, we'll play Creedence here, we'll play the Stones here, and we'll finish it off with so-and-so band.
Yeah.
That was their plot, was fucking, let's put cool music here that people will recognize. And
that's how they do transitions in the film.
Yeah.
Music.
Long transitions,
I know,
too.
I'm just like, wow.
You play like the full fucking song. Like... okay, so yeah, you guys are really padding this shit out.
Yeah, so it looks really good. I thought the special effects and the actual way the way it was shot looked really good.
Yeah.
This has no script.
Yeah.
Characters that I didn't care at all about. And yeah. I think that's key.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even care about Kong.
Yeah, same here. As shit was unfolding, I was like...
You had one fucking job. It was to get us to like Kong.
Yeah.
And you didn't.
Yeah.
It's so generic.
It is.
Yeah, all these characters saying cliches and stupid one-liners and nothing hits. It's all clunky.
Yeah. Yeah. And this movie adds to my theory that if you add nostalgic bullshit, that people will just flip out and lose their minds because they get the reference. There's a joke about the Cubs in this movie, the Cubs winning the World Series. And that kid from Me and Earl and the Dying Girl, he puts on a Bowie song. He's like, this music's the future, man. And it's like, fuck you. I was so mad. I was just like, this has nothing to do with the movie. You're just using this to move your movie ahead, you piece of shit. Like, I hated
it. Yeah, so these two guys decide they're going to check out this island because they think something's there. And it's almost like the Bermuda Triangle. Stuff always disappears around this island.
Yeah.
So they take this giant team with them, and it's just them doing stupid things for, like, an hour and a half. Like, wow, half my team got slaughtered. Instead of retreating, I'm just going to keep on going forward into the fury because I'm stupid.
Yeah.
Led by maybe the worst Samuel L. Jackson performance ever.
Yeah,
maybe,
it was bad.
You know when I talk about cartoon villains? This is the number one cartoon villain of all time.
Yeah.
He is so terrible.
Yeah.
What the f***? Yeah. I hated him in this film.
Yeah.
Every time he opened his mouth, I knew he was going to say something stupid.
Mm-hmm.
At least he's usually funny.
Yeah.
He's dead serious in this film.
Yeah.
And he's terrible.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah. It's like all of these characters are in different movies.
Yeah. Like Tom Hiddleston looks like a 40s leading man in a Humphrey Bogart film.
Yeah. Yeah.
And hey, Brie Larson just always looks surprised. Like, he's so got this look of like she's been freshly tasered. Like, they all deserve so much better. Like, I hope the paycheck was really big.
Yeah.
I love all you guys. You're great actors.
Yeah.
This movie blows.
It really does. And speaking about the pace of the movie, they spend, what, like 20 minutes, 30 minutes introducing these characters? It's all just useless. You see them being bros, you know, and all this bullshit. They arrive on the island and immediately begin bombing the island because they need seismic recordings. They didn't bother to survey. They just started blowing shit up. And then wham, Kong strikes, like, as soon as they arrive.
So much for holding Kong back, eh?
Yeah.
This is, like, 3 minutes into the film?
Yeah, yeah.
You had a theory about this shit, didn't you?
Yeah, I did, yeah. I said, this is the result of the stupid f***ing idiots who complained that there was not enough Godzilla in the last Godzilla movie.
Preach, brother.
Yeah, so because those people made those complaints, they're like, okay, this is going to be all Kong, the whole movie, doing dumb shit, just so we can have a big monster on screen. And it really lessens the impact of Kong in this movie. Yeah, totally.
I thought Kong was fine, though, like visually. I thought Toby Kebbell did a really good job on the mocap.
Yeah.
Yeah, him and Circus are like the top of the top.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, this is a complete do not see film as far as I'm concerned. You know, see it on the big screen if you're going to see it in like IMAX 3D or something like that, because it does look okay.
Yeah.
The 3D was kind of cool at times, but this is a complete pass. I hated this film.
Yeah.
Junk.
Yeah. I liked some of the Kong stuff. And I kind of liked some of the dumb John C. Reilly stuff because he's essentially playing the character he played in Step Brothers.
Yeah, but that wore so thin.
It did.
Like 2 minutes in.
Yeah. But I was just laughing because I was like, I'm going to try to connect with one of these characters.
How'd that work for you?
He was in his own movie. It didn't work very well.
I kind of connected to the Shea Whigham character because I like Shea Whigham, and he was like this cool dude who was always so chill. And it's like, you're also in a different film.
Yeah.
But I kind of like you.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, they're all in different movies.
Then they went and fucked it up.
Yeah.
And so I'm just like, ugh. I got nothing here.
Yeah.
Yeah, terrible film.
Yeah, it's bad.
Stay tuned for the shitty credit cookie at the end,
too. it's one of the worst, isn't it?
It's just like, oh, really? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, so dumb.
Who directs that film?
Oh, man. I don't know.
Can't be Gareth Edwards.
Yeah.
I thought that Star Wars ruined his career.
Yeah, I think so. Huh.
Yeah, who cares?
Who cares?
I hate this film. It's like a 1 out of 5 for me.
Yeah.
I you're saying, Bill, you're really mean. I'm like, no, I just didn't really like it.
Yeah.
I'm not sugarcoating stuff anymore. Yeah. Like, if that whole Get Out thing really pissed me off. Like, yeah. I'm giving you the full goddamn thought process from now on. As right I said, on. I'm in a really weird mood tonight, yeah, so yeah. I just, yeah, didn't like this one at all.
Yeah. I'd probably give it about a 2 out of 5, just because I liked some of the action, and John C. Reilly made me laugh a few times.
Like, the only thing I can say about this is, at least it's not as bad as A Cure for Wellness.
Yeah, that's true. that's a good point.
That's all I got.
That's a pretty low measuring stick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're going to burn that negative.
Yeah.
We'll keep Kong's negative, but we'll burn the Cure for Wellness negative.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah. Cool. All right. Well, I think we've talked long enough about this bad movie.
Can we talk about something good and cute and funny and nice?
Yes. Let's talk about the movie we watched.
The movie that nobody knows about, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Sorry, there was nothing else to see.
That's right. Let's talk about a documentary called Keddy. Okay, so what is IMDb have to say about Keddy?
Directed by Seda Turan. Probably said that wrong, but I apologize. A profile of Istanbul and its unique people seen through the eyes of various cats.
Yeah.
So I'd heard about this one.
Okay, yeah.
I heard some good stuff about it.
Yeah.
But it just kind of sounded like a pretty one-note documentary to me. Like, it's a bunch of cats. Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll check it out on Netflix. But we were looking for stuff to watch. There was nothing. It was Logan, Kong, and nothing.
Yeah.
Really big surprise here.
Oh, totally.
I enjoyed the hell out of this one.
Yeah.
And from the fact that I could hear you laughing throughout the whole entire film,
yeah.
I'm sure you enjoyed it too.
Oh, totally. Yeah, I was just giggling. It could have been 90 minutes of a lady petting a cat, and I would have loved the shit out of that movie.
So it's literally short stories about cats, different, and these the cats have backstories.
They do.
It's like a freaking fleshed out story about these cats. Like, there's one cat who gathers foods for its kittens.
Yeah.
It's really cool. It runs between people's legs and grabs little scraps of food and steals food from people, feeds its little kittens. It's really cute.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
I got like a mafia boss female cat who bosses everybody in the neighborhood and her lover.
Yeah, that's right.
So good. And I'm watching this and I'm like, this shouldn't be working. Like, there's a cat who just chills at a restaurant and kills mice for like his like food.
Yeah.
I'm just like, this has a story.
Yeah, this
should be nothing, but I'm actually really enjoying the plot of this. It's intricate. The way it's shot, it's almost like the camera's on a skateboard.
Yeah.
Going like behind the cat and going between. I was like, how'd they shoot that?
And it's all steady cam.
I know. I'm like, wow, like, this is really intricate.
Yeah.
Like, just to like figure all this stuff out. I was really shocked at this one. I really like this film.
Yeah, man. Me too. I love this film. And you mentioned a lot of the characters in this movie I think that's so cool that they were able to find a bunch of cats that have full stories and backgrounds and people who can tell their stories. And I thought that was really interesting, of these shop owners who would just say, yeah, the cat came along and never left. And I think that's awesome. So yeah, for anybody who may be scratching their heads going, what are they talking about?
We're not joking here. Yeah, seriously, we're not joking. Yeah. This has like an intricate plot for the entire film.
And they all kind of blend together, and it's just this, it's a love letter to cats and the people who take care of them. And there are times when quite literally the cats are taking care of the people there too, because they've got this kind of back and forth affection for each other. That just put a smile on my face. I couldn't stop smiling and laughing and giggling. And, you know, I got a little emotional during the movie, of course, because I'm a big cat person. So, I love the hell out of this movie, man.
Like, I'm guessing there's a ton of cats in Istanbul, because there's one woman who every day cooks 20 pounds of chicken and feeds a bunch of cats.
Yeah.
I'm like, that would never happen here, because there's like an animal control.
Yeah.
I don't think there's anything like that in Istanbul.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, they mentioned some stories of how it was common to keep cats on boats and to hunt rodents, right? And when they would dock in Istanbul, the cats would just leave, thinking they're home. And then that's how you get all these cats that seem like they're wild cats in Istanbul, but they're very domesticated. They're very very chill. Some of them are very chill.
It's like that old saying, I love my cat like anything in the world. It doesn't even know I exist.
Exactly. That's what it's like, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, they can be your best friend, or you can be the clingy friend. Who knows? But I really enjoyed the people telling us their thoughts on cats, and they talked about how cats can see God and all this stuff, and I was like, yeah, that's pretty cool. I like hearing that kind of thing.
Yeah, it's just a complete surprise.
Yeah,
I'm glad we actually saw it.
Oh, totally.
I'm a really big fan of this.
Yeah,
and I hope people get to see it.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's opening now. I think we got it pretty early, actually.
Yeah, that's right.
But check for this one.
Yeah,
it's
man.
It's actually worth it.
Yeah.
We're not just blowing smoke up your ass.
You
might think we're overselling this one, but it works.
It does.
It shouldn't,
but
it really works.
It does. Yeah. And yeah, it's got beautiful shots. It's a lot of really cool drone shots of the city and Steadicam shots of cats running around through the city. And I was just, how the hell are they getting these shots? But man, it was so much fun to watch.
Yeah, they did. Yeah. Beautiful film.
Yeah. So check it out. It's called Kedi. That's K-E-D-I.
I guess that means cat.
I guess so.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Right on, dude. Okay, so let's move on to the next part of our show, the Movie Club. This is where Bill picks a movie, we watch it, and it's always something I haven't seen before. Bill just somehow knows which movies I haven't seen yet.
Yeah, but sometimes it's literally a guess. Like, I have no idea.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool. For this episode's Movie Club, Bill picked Train to Busan. This is a South Korean zombie movie, right?
Yeah, from last year.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking this won't be as spoiler-tastic as it usually is.
Yeah.
Because that sucks. It's only a year old.
Yeah, and it just became readily available through Blu-ray and on-demand recently, I think.
Yeah. So, directed by Sang Ho-yoon. While a zombie virus breaks out in South Korea, passengers struggle to survive on the train from Seoul to Busan.
Yeah.
Yeah. Zombies.
It's a really simple premise, but it's fucking cool, dude.
Dude, this movie is nightmare fuel.
It is.
Holy crap.
Yeah.
This is like, seriously, like one of my like worst all-time things I could think of for a nightmare.
Oh, really?
Being caught in a closed space that I really can't get off of.
Oh, yeah.
And the only way to actually get off is for it to actually stop at its stop.
Yeah.
Or kill everything on it.
Yeah. That's right. That is pretty freaky. It's
nightmare
man.
Fuel.
That is.
What'd you think, man?
I love this film. It's so good. And, you know, I'm usually on the defensive when it comes to zombie movies. But this one found some refreshing things to do with zombies. And being stuck on a train with a bunch of zombies is a really cool starting point.
Yeah. So it starts off with, like, the plot.
Mm-hmm.
A man who works too much kind of neglects his younger daughter mm-hmm. by never being around, and she wants to visit her mother. He's like, okay, I'll take you. We'll take the train.
Yeah.
They get on the train, and some janky-looking chick comes on with looking all diseased, and all of a sudden, zombie action.
Yeah.
We kick off, and holy crap.
Yeah, man.
The zombies in this film are so good.
Yeah.
It's... The fast zombie, whatever you think about zombies, whether you like them slow or fast,
mm-hmm.
these ones are really effective.
Oh, yeah.
And it's in a super closed space.
Yeah.
And they're all running into things and they have no control. And you'd be amazed at how quickly this thing kind of escalates into the complete holy shit. What is going on?
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Oh, totally.
One of the cool action films of last year that nobody has seen.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And, the setting, putting it on a train is, I'm going to say something here kind of outrageous, but that's why I'm here, to say outrageous things. When I was a child, a lot of us in my area, I grew up on an island, small island. We used to swim in the ocean. Now, once in a while, we'd play this game where we'd be like, oh, Jaws is coming, you know, and we'd all freak out and try to swim to the shore as fast as we could. And I felt genuine fear while I was playing that game. And I think setting it in a train is just so cool because I think people from all over the world can easily relate to that. You know, people catch trains, subways, SkyTrain. It's a big form of transportation in Asia and Europe. And, that's cool.
This train is going pretty fast.
Yeah, yeah.
And it has lots of compartments. That's what's really cool about the film. The compartments. They shut compartments off. It's like Snowpiercer.
Oh, yeah.
Do you all see Snowpiercer?
Yeah. Yeah.
Sort of like that. They go from the front to the back, and then maybe they have to go back again.
Yeah.
It's good stuff.
And they get split up, and
yeah.
They need to get from point A to B, but there's something in between, and that's cool.
The thing I kind of liked about the film, if it's a little cheesy, but I kind of liked it anyway. There's some characters on the train that I quite liked.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, which I thought made the story really good.
Oh, totally.
You know, some of them are going to bite it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's like the one you like the most, you know that person's going to... It's just a matter of time.
And it's going to be this epic scene where like the music is like kicked up and they're like, oh, la, la. So good.
Yeah, there's one character, and I won't get into spoilers, but there's one character who goes out like a goddamn champion. And I was cheering and crying at the same time. I was just like, I had tears in my eyes, and I was smiling too. And it was just this weird mixture of being happy and really sad at the same time.
It's because he has this amazing, cheesy backstory. And you kind of feel for the guy. Yeah. And it's like, oh, why am I falling for this? This is so cheese. Yeah. So back to the action.
Yeah.
There's a scene in a train station in this film that might be one of the cooler action scenes I've seen in a very long time.
Mm-hmm.
Those fucking zombies in that scene work so well.
Yeah.
Like, they almost become like the World War Z zombies where they all like kind of like chain up into walls and so good.
Yeah.
I'm like, wow, why are not people talking about this movie?
Yeah.
It is so good.
Yeah. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I really enjoyed that sequence. It's just freaking cool, man. And you get all kinds of different scales in this movie. Like you get that sequence you mentioned, that's pretty big scale. Then you get smaller scale scenes where it's just, they're going through a train that only has a small selection of zombies. But, you know, 30 minutes earlier in the film, that was like that guy's best friend, and now he's fighting them. And
it's so funny too, because I don't know about you, but like one of the compartments is full of a baseball team.
Yeah, that's
and I'm yes. like, oh, like, oh, they're turning into zombies. They've all got bats, and right. they're all gonna get bats to the head.
Yeah,
I was just like, yes, that's right.
Yeah, that's the one I was talking about. I was like, I was thinking about how I would react in that situation. Like, I'd feel pretty shitty about swinging a bat at my best friend's
dude,
head.
Kind of gotta thing. Live.
That's right.
Get
that's
out of my true. Way.
Yeah. But I think they did a really good job of showing that character's inner struggle of, you know, killing what used to be his best friend or best friends. And I enjoy the characterization in this movie too. Like, you really get a good feel of the people in this movie. And they have a wide selection of characters. There's like this guy who's a family man. He's got some really, he's just seems like a really good human, and cares for his wife and his child that's on the way. You get this guy, the main character we're introduced, he's like, what is he, like a mid-level executive or something like that?
Yeah.
There's a high-level executive in the movie. There's elderly people. There's young kids.
There's a quote-unquote villain that's not a zombie.
That's true, yeah. Yeah. And, yeah, you get all these people together, and you get a sense of who they are, and I really enjoyed that.
It just kind of felt like what would happen if this actually happened. Like, all of a sudden, there's, like, quarantine zones, and everybody's phoning each other, and they're like, what's going on in the news? And they're like, oh, they're telling us it's like a gas leak or something like that.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sure people would lie in the situation. Well, they're all becoming zombies.
Yeah.
And yeah. So, yeah, I'm super happy you, Douglas.
Yeah, man.
South Korea, always coming out with great films.
Yeah, dude.
You know, there's another great one from last year called The Wailing.
Yeah.
Also really good.
Cool.
I heard Handmaiden was pretty good.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that one's really good, yeah.
Adrian loves that one. And, yeah, cool. Anything else? Or
no, I think that's about it. Cool. That's all I have for my notes. Just go see it. Find it. It's on demand. It's on DVD, Blu-ray.
Probably on Netflix, USA. Not in Canada.
That's right.
It sucks.
Yeah. So check it out. It's awesome.
Cool. Super glad you liked that one.
Yeah, right on, dude.
So this episode's Movie Club was totally given to me by Adrian last episode.
I did. I put it in a gift basket for you.
Totally. At the beginning of last episode, I said episode 64 was the Doctor Strangelove episode. And yeah, Adrian's like, oh, I haven't seen Doctor Strangelove. And I'm like, oh, that's so easy.
Yeah.
So yeah, this episode, Stanley Kubrick. I heard he's pretty good.
Yeah, he's an all right filmmaker.
He might be the GOAT.
Yeah.
Dr. Strangelove.
Right on.
The full title. Gotta use the full title.
You do.
Dr. Strangelove, or How I Learned to Stop Worrying and Love the Bomb.
Yeah.
There you go, sir.
Wicked, dude. So, yeah, if you want to join Movie Club, and we always encourage our listeners to participate in Movie Club, there's a recent change we made. If you want to talk about any movie we've reviewed through Movie Club, whether it's this episode's movie or next episode's movie or something from 6 months ago.
Or you finally decided to tackle Best of Youth.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's right. Then give us your thoughts on any Movie Club movie, whether it's in the past or recent past, whatever you want.
Cool.
So yeah, this one, if you want to send us your comments about Dr. Strangelove, you have until March 26th. That's when we record next. But even if that time has gone by, send us your thoughts anyway. We'll read it on a future episode.
Nice.
So yeah, it's a fun part of participation there.
A friend of mine watched Sorcerer a couple of days ago.
Oh, cool.
I should have asked him for a comment.
Yeah, that would have been fun.
All he responded to me via text was, that movie was fucking sketchy. Yeah. And I'm like, yes, it was.
Yeah, dude. That's a really good movie, man.
Yeah, so it's good.
Crazy.
Yeah. It's weird. I just automatically assumed you had seen Dr. Strange.
Yeah.
Like, that's a essential film as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, I think I told my buddy Daniel, Daniel Tucker, homeboy from Texas.
D-Tuck.
D-Tuck. 318, yo. I think I mentioned that to him once, and he was like, what the fuck? How have you not seen that movie? And,
yeah, Stanley Kubrick.
Yeah.
He is the GOAT.
He is.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's responsible for I struggle with my top three, but it's always a combination of 2001 Space Odyssey, Thin Red Line, and I can't remember what the other one is, but those two are always in the conversation for me. So, yeah, cool. Fills a big hole in my movie watching.
Nice. I hope you enjoy it.
Thanks, man. All right, so let's move into the next part of the show. This is the lightning round. It's a little bit lighter this time around because
there's video games ruined our lives.
Oh, yeah, video games. I was playing Breath of the Wild. You were playing Horizon. and there just wasn't much out there I wanted to see. So I rewatched. I thought I'd give it another shot. I watched Sing Street again and didn't enjoy it the same way I didn't enjoy it the first time around. It's just masturbatory wish fulfillment bullshit, and I'll stand by that.
So do I.
Yeah.
Did you expect it to get better?
Like, I thought I might enjoy it. Like, I thought maybe I'd see what other people see, but
it's weird because I think I liked La La Land more the second time I watched it, but mm-hmm. still wasn't really into it.
Okay.
But yeah, that's weird. I'd never watch that film again.
Yeah. Well, I thought I'd watch it with Sarah, and she really enjoyed it. She's like, I enjoyed it. I don't care what you say. I enjoyed that movie. It's cute.
Did you yell at her, "We are the 3%. We are the 3%. Ran out of the room.
It's like, you wrong. I'm going to beep that part.
Yeah, sorry, Sarah. Dude, don't let Sarah listen to this one.
Well, that's that bit from Key and Peele.
Yeah. I forgot to ask you this. Did fucking Sarah like Train to Busan?
She enjoyed it. Yeah. Cool. Yeah, yeah, she really enjoyed that. I should have got comments from her too.
Sarah digs those kind of movies.
Yeah.
She's into horror.
She's all about
it. She's a keeper. She likes horror films.
Yeah, man. What's crazy is I wasn't into horror films until Sarah came along. They always scared me so much, and they still do, but I have fun with it now. So, yeah.
Cool. So is that it for your lightning round?
Yeah, that's it. That's it for all I watched was Sing Street.
Nice. Wow. Zelda must be good.
Oh, and I watched Raw, you know, the wrestling. I watch that every Monday night.
Nice.
Could talk about that if you want.
No, I'm good.
Okay.
Yeah, my lightning round also is pretty much non-existent. Two new movies and a couple of rewatches.
Okay.
Because I bought some cheap Blu-rays.
Okay.
Before I Fall, which is like the young adult Groundhog Day.
Oh, I heard about this.
Yeah. Featuring a really great performance from Zoe Deutsch.
Okay.
She was the female in Everybody Wants Some.
Oh, right.
Yeah. She's really great.
Okay.
The movie's okay. It's exactly what you think it is.
Mm-hmm.
The ending I thought was pretty decent. My 10-year-old cousin's favorite movie of the year. Nice. She loved it. Right, wow, does she love it.
That's awesome.
She also really wants to see 50 Shades because, quote unquote, that Jamie Dornan guy is hot.
Yeah.
She's 10.
Oh my gosh.
I'm like, no, you're not seeing that movie.
Yeah. I've heard he's better in The Fall.
He totally is.
Yeah.
Wow. A Cure for Wellness now has a very close contender for worst film of the year.
Oh, no.
Everybody told me not to see it, but, you know, for the podcast and because there was nothing to talk about. I thought, I got to have something.
Yeah.
I saw The Shack.
Oh, no.
I'm so at a loss for words. This film is not for me.
Yeah.
And honestly, I don't know how religious people can like it. It's just a really poor movie.
Yeah.
Octavia Spencer's good.
Yeah.
How about that?
Oh man, I saw she's in this. I cried a little bit when I saw that.
I hope the paycheck was big. This is one of the worst films of the year.
Yeah.
It'll be there at the end of the year too. Oh, as one of the worst. Avoid. Seriously.
Jesus freak movies.
Oh. They won't even like it. Okay. I can't see them liking it. It's really that bad.
Yeah.
Rewatch time. I watched the criminally underrated Dope.
Cool.
I got a cheap Blu-ray of it. It cost me like $8.
Nice.
I was super happy about that because that movie kicks a lot of ass.
I love that movie.
It's a movie that starts off going one way,
mm-hmm.
and then that ending just kicks your ass.
Yeah, man.
It is so good.
Yeah.
It comes out kind of out of left field, and it like teaches you a fucking lesson.
It does.
I love that movie.
Yeah, man. That's how you handle a social message movie.
Yeah.
It just, you don't expect it at first, and once it hits you, you're just like, oh, man, fuck yeah.
So good. Yeah, criminally underrated.
Yeah.
If you haven't seen Dope, get on it.
Cool.
I love that film.
Right on.
Yeah. rewatched the Academy Award nominated best foreign film, A Man Called Ove.
Okay, yeah.
Saw it at VIFF last year.
Mm-hmm.
Was a really big fan of it.
Cool.
Loved it.
Nice.
Just as good the second time.
Nice.
It's a really funny film.
Okay.
It's a Swedish film.
Yeah.
About an old man who just wants to kill himself, but stuff just keeps on happening that stops him from doing it.
Oh, no way.
And he's an old curmudgeon who kind of learns how to live again.
Okay.
It's a really nice film.
Cool.
I loved it. Easy watch.
Nice.
Yeah. So if you haven't seen A Man Called Ove, it's really good.
Cool.
Should be around. And last but not least, I'm not going to talk about this one much because this is the biggest movie in the world that nobody is talking about.
Mm-hmm.
It's made so much money in Japan.
Okay.
It's the biggest film in Japan last year.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a Star Wars film.
That's right.
Yeah. Like, it's huge. Wow. It's called Your Name.
Yeah.
I'm going to wait for Adrian to see it.
Yeah.
It's really good. It's cool. Animated.
Nice.
I really liked it.
Right,
but
on.
This is the kind of thing I think we should maybe review
because
it's huge.
Yeah.
It's going to be really big. It opens in next month.
Okay.
In North America.
Okay.
It's really, really big.
Wow.
You're going to hear a lot about this movie.
Right,
so
on.
Get ready for it.
Yeah.
In a couple episodes from now.
Cool. Right on, dude.
Yeah.
Can't wait.
That's it.
What do we have to look forward to in the next episode?
Well, thankfully, we got more than just two movies to watch.
Yeah.
March 17th, Disney presents Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah.
I could take or leave this one.
Yeah.
I'm not feeling it.
Really?
I'm just not feeling
it. I'm excited for it.
Really?
Yeah. I'll be their guest.
Oh my God.
Oh, snap. Yeah.
I'll see it. I'm just not feeling it. I don't know. I watched the trailer and I'm like, this looks like a giant cash grab to me.
Yeah.
The animated film did quite well.
Oh, yeah.
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 I'll see it.
Cool.
I hope for the best.
Yeah.
Song to Song opens.
Yeah.
New Terrence Malick film that Malick. Everybody is shitting on.
Yeah.
They're all like, so did you see the last two Terrence Malick films? Well, this one's got less plot.
Oh, no.
But has a lot more music.
Okay.
I'm like, all right, cool. I hated the last two ones.
Yeah.
But weirdly, I still own To the Wonder on Blu-ray. I don't know why.
Yeah.
yeah. I love Terrence Malick. I just wish there was less voiceover and women spinning in fields with wheat around them yelling out, mother.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Yeah.
I know Adrian's a big fan of you.
Yeah, I am.
New Terrence Malick.
Yeah, I actually didn't see Knight of Cups because of what you mentioned and what other people have said, and I've kind of steered clear of that one.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea.
Yeah.
Trainspotting 2, baby.
Oh, yeah, we finally get that.
Hell yes. Can't wait.
Hey, Secret screening at South By.
Yeah. Which was kind of ruined because everybody was like, so Danny Boyle's sitting behind me for the blah, blah, blah movie.
Oh,
so
really?
I'm pretty sure tomorrow's secret screening is Trainspotting 2.
That's hilarious.
And then everybody saw Ewan McGregor later, and they're like, yeah. Oh, yeah, it's Trainspotting 2.
That's cool.
You kind of have to hide your people for your secret screening.
That's right.
Kind of makes no sense.
Yeah.
March 24th, Chips.
Yeah.
The remake of the TV show.
Yay.
Oh, this looks terrible.
Yeah. Who's in it again?
Michael Pena and the guy who married Kristen Bell. What the fuck's his name?
Oh.
Dax Shepard.
Yeah.
He also directed it.
Okay. I liked his last movie, though. What was that one called?
I respected his last film. I forget what it was called. But
was that Chase movie?
Yeah, it was okay. I didn't think it was, I remember not being as high on it as you were.
Yeah.
This movie looks terrible.
Yeah.
I don't know who greenlit this one.
I'll see it. I'll be their guest.
You're going to burn that one to the ground, aren't you?
I am.
Life.
Okay, yeah.
That space drama.
Yeah.
With Jake Gyllenhaal and Ryan Reynolds in the same movie.
Yeah, another summer
extra movie. Hotness.
That's right.
I think it looks pretty interesting.
Yeah.
If it's not something like, say, Event Horizon, I hated that movie.
Oh, you did?
I kind of got an Event Horizon vibe off this one.
Okay.
That movie falls off the fucking rails at the end.
I love that movie.
So dumb. I think it looks really good. The trailers are pretty good, and can't wait to see it.
Cool.
Sci-fi, man.
Yeah.
I love me some sci-fi.
Yeah.
So if it's good, support it. Listen to the next show. We'll tell you.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
And last but not least, or maybe it is, Power Rangers.
Yeah.
By the way, This movie's 2 hours and 4 minutes long.
Oh.
Because I'm seeing a press screening of it on Monday.
Okay.
Because I'm also going to see The Assassination of Jesse James by the coward Robert Ford at Van City in Vancouver.
Wicked.
Yes.
That's awesome.
Yes. Not going to miss that.
Yeah,
it's 2 hours and 4 minutes long.
Wow.
Why?
Yeah.
It's a kid's movie.
It is.
This should be an hour and 25 minutes.
It tops. It looks like they borrow or straight up steal a lot of stuff from Chronicle.
Yeah, that's the exact vibe I got off of it.
It's like, was this a sequel for Chronicle?
But you know what? Maybe that makes it good.
Maybe. I hope so.
I hope it's like kind of a serious movie where they actually go for it and like explain stuff origin-wise. With that amount of time, they better explain stuff.
Yeah.
But I don't know, man. I got a weird vibe about this one.
Mm.
I think it might be good.
Okay.
I don't know why. I'm probably wrong.
Yeah. I'll see it.
Power Rangers.
I'll be their guest. No.
Wow. All right. That's it.
That's it.
So, yeah, we got lots to talk about next episode.
Oh, for sure.
And hopefully somebody's still... I'm still looking for that screener of Raw, people.
Yeah.
Pass that shit along.
We need that.
Yeah.
We need that. Cool.
Yeah.
Oh, and Personal Shopper comes out soon, too.
It opened last week.
Oh, last week. Okay. Yeah. So if it's available to you, watch the trailer. If you're slightly interested, go check it out. It's a trip.
Yeah. Y'all should be seeing that.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah,
good stuff. Cool. Well, I guess we can start to close the show off here. People can find you on Twitter, right?
Yeah. I am at SoundJam69. Say hi.
Yeah, and the show has a Twitter account. We're at @green_screen. You can find me. I'm at @Adrian_Charlie. We're also on Facebook. Run a search for The Green Screen of Death. Hit like, and you can be lucky number 33 to like The Green Screen of Death on Facebook. We're also on iTunes, Stitcher, and TuneIn Radio. We'd love it if you gave us a rating and left a comment. I now have an application where I can see comments no matter where you are.
I went to do it.
Yeah.
And they wanted me to sign in. And I was like, I was like, that's too much effort. I'm just not going to do that.
Just not going to do it.
Sorry.
Oh, man. You can do it in the podcast app if you're on an iPhone.
I did it on my iPod under Apple Music.
Oh, really?
And it still wouldn't let me do it.
Wow. Huh. That's crazy.
I was just like, you know, that's too much. My time is money. I need to play Horizon Zero Dawn.
There you go. But yeah, that would help us find a wider audience. And hey, we're all about that. Yeah, that would be cool for us. We've got to get internet famous off this podcast.
I don't know. I already am.
There you go.
People know me.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm Bill.
It's Bill. You Bill from that Green Screen of Death podcast? Anyway.
Yeah. I'm awesome.
Okay, before
I'm still in a really weird mood. I apologize. If this episode's been really screwed up, it's just because of me.
Yeah.
I'm in a really weird mood.
All good, man. Oh, right. And I should also mention, too, we did launch the website a few months ago. It's thegreenscreenofdeath.com. We'll be adding more content here and there. And I like to add things every now and again. I don't even mention to Bill, but I'm like, yeah, I wrote this article. Check it out, man.
I don't think I went on Twitter last week once.
Oh, I see.
So
yeah,
that explains my entire history of website.
Yeah. So yeah, we post all the podcasts there. You can go back and find the really bad ones from the beginning. Skip the first 10 or so. And
I still think it gets good about episode 6.
Okay.
Because I think I might have been drinking that episode.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. Well, again, thanks for checking us out. We appreciate it, and we'll talk with you next time.
Peace.